Chapter 3. For look, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring back the captive ones of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also collect together all the nations and bring them down to the low plain of Jehoshaphat. And I will put myself on judgment with them there on account of my people and my inheritance Israel, whom they scattered among the nations, and they apportioned out my own land. And for my people they kept casting lots, and they would give the male child for a prostitute, and the female child they sold for wine that they might drink. And also, what do you have to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all you regions of Philistia? Is it the treatment that you are giving me as a reward? And if you are giving such treatment to me, swiftly, speedily I shall pay back your treatment upon your heads. Because you men have taken my own silver and my own gold, and you have brought my own desirable good things into your temples, and the sons of Judah and the sons of Jerusalem you have sold to the sons of the Greeks for the purpose of removing them far from their own territory. Here I am arousing them to come from the place where you have sold them, and I will pay back your treatment upon your own heads. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the sons of Judah, and they must sell them to the men of Sheba, to a nation far away, for Jehovah himself has spoken it. Proclaim this, you people, among the nations. Sanctify war. Arouse the powerful men. Let them draw near. Let them come up, all the men of war. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning shears into lances. As for the weak one, let him say, I am a powerful man. Lend your aid and come, all you nations round about, and collect yourselves together. To that place, O Jehovah, bring your powerful ones down. Let the nations be aroused and come up to the low plain of Jehoshaphat, for there I shall sit in order to judge all the nations round about. Thrust in a sickle, for harvest has grown ripe. Come, descend, for the winepress has become full. The press vats actually overflow, for their badness has become abundant. Crowds, crowds are in the low plain of the decision, for the day of Jehovah is near in the low plain of the decision. Sun and moon themselves will certainly become dark, and the very stars will actually withdraw their brightness. And out of Zion Jehovah himself will roar, and out of Jerusalem he will give forth his voice. And heaven and earth certainly will rock, but Jehovah will be a refuge for his people and a fortress for the sons of Israel. And you people will have to know that I am Jehovah your God, residing in Zion, my holy mountain. And Jerusalem must become a holy place, and as regards strangers, they will no more pass through her. And it must occur in that day that the mountains will drip with sweet wine, and the very hills will flow with milk, and the very stream beds of Judah will all flow with water. And out of the house of Jehovah there will go forth a spring, and it must irrigate the torrent valley of the acacia trees. As regards Egypt, a desolate waste it will become, and as regards Edom, a wilderness of desolate waste it will become, because of the violence to the sons of Judah, in whose land they shed innocent blood. But as for Judah, to time indefinite it will be inhabited, and Jerusalem to generation after generation, and I will consider innocent their blood that I have not considered innocent, and Jehovah will be residing in Zion.